So we are, 我而家去到最後一個事項係 AOB， 咁我諗依度係有一啲嘅議程，就係阿坡想擺喺個 AOB 度，一就係關於個 infantry 同埋係咪仲有啲其他嘅嘢㗎 ？Can I have Paul to talk about what you are trying to say？Yeah， 另外一個名你完冇啦？Oh, recording. Oh, whatever. Yes. Okay. Can Paul, you bring out what you would like to, talk about? Yeah. Is this translating into Chinese?
No, I'm just confused because they hit with it. So you want me to be speak about what the, this infantry?
What do you want?
Okay. Well, no. I mean, in terms of the infantry, there are several sites that we, you know, if we can run through them, there's quite a number of them actually. But I think the secretary was just suggesting that I had sent an email on the water services departments, the water facilities, that we invite them actually to come here and talk about how they're going to enhance them. They've identified all the sites that they have on the waterfront. Now, we're going to reconvene, so maybe it's one of those conclusions that the future committee should have a presentation from WSD of how they could upgrade their sites. All of them, they have kind of, you know, and those would be very simple, you know, remove rusting fences and, you know, to make them all nicer. So, but they've now at least identified them. That was one agenda, one point on the AOB. But I wanted to go through and see if there is any particular points we'd like
so
to
this
raise.
One, this, the first point, we do not have any comments, objection. Okay, so it will be recorded and for drawing the attention of the upcoming committee.
Okay. Yep. Under the infantry, I'm just concerned about the pier in Kennedy Town. It's a pier next to the Kennedy Town incinerator. It doesn't currently not have a number. It is between WHK 6 and WHK 7. There is a pier, just under the word Kennedy Town. We have made sure that one is not going to be destroyed, but that one has a problem. People can't use it, but actually a lot of people are using it, although it's not safe. So when will we do a bit of work on it to make sure it's safe for use? And that pier we've talked about a long time. We saved it last time. So, do you want me to go through the other issues right away, or are we just to go one by one?
Well, I don't know whether these are issues for discussion. Well, if and then generally we do not. Well, what you said, we do not have any objection, and then this is something.
Okay, then the next
so
one.
We can record that as a note of the meeting.
Okay, and we'll just then I'll just run through as many as possible. Then here the route 4. We were promised that was be the review of that was going to be completed late last year. This has been amended on the text here that it will be soon. Maybe we could get an answer on what that means. Route 4 extension, which is in Kennedy Town, WHK 12.
The so text can we get an explanation or a supplement from the
transport
and then forward to us? Yes, or Yang?
Mr. Chairman, in fact we have Transport Department have completed the review of the Route 4, but because the Route 4 also hinge on some other local development in the Western District, so the administration decided that we will consult or make known to the to relevant bodies sometime in February and March, and we announce all the things in one go.
February and March. Okay.
Okay.
There is the one site that is not on this does not appear here. It's the one on the site between we actually SW see the site in the waterfront in front of C2. it's between C2 and C3 in Central. You got a very high fence. There's a lot of people trying to fish there in front of C2, between C2 and C3. There's a lot of people trying to fish there on a very high fence, and it seems to be completely has no reason for it to be there. So whether there's a possibility to have that fence made to the same height as all other fences, those fences in C3. So that's it's a small bit of work, a very little bit of minor works to be done there, but it's got a massive high fence. Whether it actually could be reviewed. Mm-hmm. Again, I mean, I'm not sure whether the ATC will have a chance, whether we can have a chance to tour the waterfront in Central, whether we can have a chance to tour the waterfront on the work site.
Of course we can.
It will be nice.
What exactly you want to see?
Well, just the progress of the works there. I'm also specifically interested in the concrete structures which are east of the Pier 10. Mm-hmm. Next to Pier 10, there's two concrete structures. One of them is designated on the latest design plan as a viewing platform. But mm-hmm. every time I was there on Monday with a boat, we looked at it, and it's quite a large structure which is blocking everybody's view. Next to Pier 10. Mm. On the issue of Wanchai, the dog park, many people are quite sad that the dog park is gone. It's been very, very successful. There are signs there that says that it will be some reprovision, but can we do more in terms mm-hmm. of reproviding for dog owners in the area? Can mm-hmm. we find more space? But can we do better? Yeah, everybody wants more. And, you know, people are so used to go to the site. Everybody's pretty sad about it. And but it's, we have. What can we do to get more space there? Are there some other temporary sites that we can use in the area? Can we? Is there anything we can do to provide facilities where people can put their dogs?
So you're actually asking a program for that 22 projects.
The 22 project.
Yes, we have identified the 22 areas, and then for improvement of the existing waterfront, and then so you are actually asking a program for that.
Well, specifically
right?
The dog park.
So ask that this program, this identified area should include facility to be used as a dog park.
I think we should look for something close in Wanchai, close to the current dog park where people are going. I mean, when dog park facilities are not the past, or they allow the permit dog owners to take their dogs and not the rest of the waterfront, but specifically in Wanchai, we're removing a very popular dog park. But what do we reprovide, and can we do better in reproviding at least some facilities?
Providing a smaller one in Central and Shenwan.
Yeah.
That, yeah, okay.
But whether we can
that,
do better?
That is not that.
Okay.
How about the Huawei Bank? There will be one, but not as big as the
old one. I'm concerned about the temporary land users on Kai Tak. Some of the owners have taken me on their buildings. There's quite a number of residential buildings on the side of the Kai Tak work site. There is a cement batching plant on one of the users that is actually right below a large property that is on the waterfront there. These people are being disturbed by noise and dust from that cement batching plant. If you take on the cumulative impact of all the works that are going to be taking place in the area, all the people that live around Kai Tak are going to have significant impact. Now, the question is whether that cement batching plant is actually in the right location. Now, it didn't go to EIA because it's only on temporary land, it's only temporary use, so there's very limited control over that site. But given the amount of time that one is going to be operating, there's going to be a repeat of that, and I think that is inappropriate given the community developments around it. Mm-hmm. If the cement batching is going to take place under the current noise, given the amount of noise that they make, then maybe it should be further down the runway. But I don't think they're in the right location at this moment. They're very close to residential estates.
Okay.
So the review of the CAITEX short-term tenancies, I think, is a is an important thing to do. For the North Point ferry piers, there's an application for the for putting in shops and services and to rezone the area. I think that this committee has expressed before that we like the piers to be included in the CDA zone and be looked at comprehensively. So I urge that this committee again expresses its views to the Town Planning Board in relation specifically to this application, mm-hmm. and let them know our views. That it's not, we don't want this to be rezoned, but we want this to be, you know, we want this to be rezoned, but we want mm-hmm. a more comprehensive solution rather than just the permission of, mm-hmm. of shops in it, which is under MP 13.
Okay. How much more on that? Because people are trying to go away. I myself listening to you at the end.
Okay, well, I mean, there are. We can go on and on for this list, Chairman.
Can we change a little bit of subject? Because all this can actually be in a written format and then circulate to everyone.
You do your life.
I think it will be fruitful. Because we are all living, well, either in a minute or in 30 minutes, and then we may leave this subcommittee. Now, I think what would be positive is to suggest a way that this kind of thing can be followed up in whatever form in the future committee. Do you think that there should be a working group of whoever focusing on that and how this can be worked with, together with the Bureau? Because, well, it just... I do not see this kind of things, well, actually effective by repeating things or taking up bits and pieces and then in a formal meeting like this, right? Can there be some sort of communication channel like a special working group together with the to the harbor unit, and then to have a review on all this, and then what can be done, what cannot be done, and those can, what is the program for all this can. And then that would be a better system to because, well, I must say that these are all important things, but these are all nitty-gritties in a meeting like this.
Sure, Chairman. Right. But in that case, right. I mean, it's almost like the handover from us to the Commission. So,
yes.
If this thing is like, how do we properly hand this over, these
yes.
two lists, to the next
exactly.
one?
Exactly.
Should we have a review? Make mm-hmm. action notes on it, and then so that this document can go across to the next one with our action notes attached.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, then yes. working group, I'm happy to participate and help out, and then we can jam it together pretty quickly.
Right. And that future working group, you know, if can invite the all members to have a briefing to them on this.
Yeah. Do we want this finished before 18 February, then?
I don't know.
It's the last HEC meeting.
So because you know all these things can go on and on because you are active on the harbor front and then you always drive your boat, you know. And then I never know where it starts and where it ends every time.
Well, I can give you daily updates if you want, Sherman.
Right? So I think a positive thing is to why I would like to hear what Alice think about this, you know. Sorry to have you asked.
Thank you, Chairman.
Speak.
I tend to agree with you that these are nitty-gritty matters, although they are important. Mm-hmm. But perhaps it would be better that it be dealt with at a working group level.
Mm-hmm.
And as the HEC is going to pass on its mission to the mm-hmm. new Harbourfront Commission, which is going to be established mm-hmm. later.
And I hope you will still be there.
This I don't know. I think we can, like what you said, have a kind of working group looking into these management of these Harbourfront areas and set up guidelines, you know, for enhancing the harbourfront, so that we do not need to go over each and every single piece of land mm-hmm. every time, and that working group will convey those guidelines to the relevant departments so that they will like tear off the high fence and then give more shades in open in the promenades and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good.
And also to deal with those advertising signs
yes.
on the rooftop. Mm-hmm. So that we don't need to receive emails of this kind again and again and again, and then seeing Paul saying objection, 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 again, again, again.
Until you have to get rid of it.
So I tend to think that this is something that we have to work out a list, and that can be agreed on, and so that the working group or the relevant departments they can base on. That piece of paper to do their own work. And of course, if someone like Paul, who is riding his boat all the time, you know, notice non-compliance, then that will be referred to the working group for rectification.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. You can be the harbor police, right?
I thought that's what I was going to say. I think we should nominate Paul as the harbor policeman. But I was going to suggest that when for the last meeting of HEC, it may be good from the harbor plan review, this subcommittee, to just have like a one-page summary of bullet points of things that need to be taken forward, what we've learned from this whatever number of years of working and things that are important that need to be taken forward and how they can be.
I would like you guys who have suggestion to send this forward to the secretariat, and then I will have a look at it.
Chairman, right. Chairman, if you don't mind, I'll refrain from general guidelines, but I suggest to have comments on the various sites and the areas and the action areas and make sure that they are included so we know what we're going for.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, we do have the general guidelines already. We have a booklet with the general guidelines.
I'm
so.
Talking about guidelines. I'm talking about different factors that we looked at. The inventory that thing could
yeah.
be pursued.
Right.
Things like that,
I'll
not general guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If there's a working group date, when?
Well, we'll figure that out.
Okay.
Okay. I think we have talked enough, and thanks everyone. This is the real. Real end of this subcommittee. The end call time is over. So I thank you very much for your participation in this meeting, and I have to say again that I have enjoyed working with you in the past 6 years. Thank you very much.